Well, the front stays stalled near the area. It's got cooler, dry air to its north, warm, humid, tropical air to its south, and it's the perfect setup for heavy rain and storms. Unusual to see a front this far south during the middle of the summer, but that's what's happened this time around. The jet stream diving to the south. We gave you the first alert on this weather pattern last week, expecting inches of rain in Ohio. Yesterday, the showers and storms were a little more scattered than previous days, but still dumped some very heavy rain, nearly 3 inches in Dinsmore and the northwest. West Beltway of 295 in Duval County. Middleburg picked up a couple of inches of rain, about an inch and a half for St. Augustine. And at CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jackson, 104.5 WOKV Studios, a very quick two-thirds to three-quarters of an inch of rain during the evening hours. We've got that to contend with yet again today, and we'll likely have rain even more widespread, more like what we saw Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, with showers and thunderstorms producing very heavy rain, fair amount of lightning, rainfall rates well above 1 to 2 inches per hour, so be careful on highways and interstates. Some ponding of water, localized flooding will be possible. If there's any good news in this whole thing, it's that the temperatures are not near as hot as they could be. Yeah, it feels like a sauna out there because it's so humid, but at least the air temperatures are only topping out in the 80s, ought to be in the low 90s this time of year, and what would oftentimes be the peak of our hot season, our hot summers. So got that going for us. Now, as we head through the next few days, gradually the showers and thunderstorms will become a little bit more typical. The afternoon variety and evening, still heavy and still pretty widespread. We really don't see the pattern totally break down until the early and middle part of next week. At that point, storms should become more widely scattered in the afternoon. Now, it's a give and take again. That means not as much rain. Hotter temperatures will return as well. So today in the 80s, on and off rain and storms. Rainfall amounts 1 to 2 inches, locally more. Everybody getting at least some rain at one time or another. And then about 75% of the area gets rain tomorrow, 70% of the area on Saturday, and about 60% of the area on Sunday. As we gradually see these storms become at least somewhat more scattered, but still very heavy in spots, producing potentially localized flooding. Temperatures will reach the upper 80s tomorrow and Saturday, around 90 degrees on Sunday with a few more hours of sunshine. And then by Monday, we start to see the upper levels, a ridge of high pressure develop. And that means not a whole lot of steering flow, a little bit warmer temperatures in the upper levels of the atmosphere. It's a little more stable, so storms more widely scattered. But it will also mean hotter temperatures. We'll be into the low to mid-90s to start the new work week. So we will see a return, at least to some degree, of the heat. In the tropics, we're tracking this frontal system that's stalled out along the Gulf Coast through North Florida and the eastern seaboard for any areas of low pressure that might develop persistent thunderstorms and then would try to develop perhaps into a tropical system. Doesn't seem likely, but it's a scenario that I've seen before, and it is something we always want to keep an eye on as we head into the more frequent periods here of tropical development in the peak of the season, in other words. And we do have a couple of tropical waves over the central and eastern Atlantic, which does seem to be trying to awaken now after a long dry spell. We have not had a named storm anywhere in the Atlantic Basin from July 10th through August 3rd. During that same period, that's the first time that's happened since 2009. So despite a busy, very late May and June, I mean, we reached five named storms at a record pace, it's now really calmed down nicely for a while. It looks like things are really going to pick up, though, over the next few weeks, which, again, is not to be unexpected. Peak of the hurricane season now about 4.5 weeks away or so. But there are indications, other indications, that it's going to be busy as well. I talk more about that in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. But there does not appear to be anything imminent over the tropics of concern anytime real soon. Just briefly, in the West Pacific, there is a tropical storm that's going to affect Tokyo over the weekend. So for the closing ceremonies of the Olympics and some of the last games to be played on Saturday, too, may have some pretty heavy rain issues. Of course, they've been battling the heat the last few days. And then NOAA has issued yesterday their updated seasonal outlook for the season ahead, and includes the five named storms that we've already had. The forecast is for 15 to 21 named storms total, so another 10 to 16 yet to go. 7 to 10 of those becoming hurricanes. We've had one briefly, Elsa, so 6 to 9 for the rest of the season. And 3 to 5 of those hurricanes expected to be major, which is a Category 3 or stronger. That compares to an average of 14 named storms, 7 hurricanes, and 3 major hurricanes during a typical hurricane season. The screaming message with that is, if those numbers verify, that would be one very active stretch here of August, September, October, more than likely. So we'll see how that pans out. But that's the forecast, updated forecast from NOAA. Dr. Phil Klotzbach from Colorado State University will be issuing his updated forecast today. Likely to see something really pretty similar, I'm sure. There's more on that again in Talking the Tropics with Mike, WOKV.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm TV meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5. WOKV.